Hey there, I hope you are having an amazing day or evening, depending on when you're here. Today, we are going to be doing our 2023 end of the year reflection. So stay with me. You are listening to the Career Talk, Learn, Grow, Thrive podcast, where we talk about all things career related. I tell you how it is, and we get right to the point. I am your host, Stephanie Dennis, and my background is in HR, which is what I have my master's degree in. I also have over 10 years of HR experience. This is a good time to mention this podcast does contain adult language. Let's get into it. Get your pen, get your paper, or your pencil if you're one of those people. I can't do pencils. I don't know how pencil people love pencils, but you know, do you? Anyway, if you've been here for a minute, you definitely know how important it is to reflect. If you're new, now you know it's important to do it. 2023. Oh my God. So much has happened personally, professionally, politically. And sometimes it feels like every year there's more and more chaos. So that's fun. You know, we have these once in a lifetime events that seem to always keep coming. And there's been some pretty amazing, pretty awesome, exciting, fun things as well. So end of the year, it's always a good time to check in and reflect. So let's get into it. Number one, how are you feeling? I know, Steph, why are we talking about feelings again? Stay with me. How do you feel about going to work? How do you feel on Sunday nights? How do you feel about your team, your boss, your company, so on and so forth? It's always good to check in with our feels every now and again. Ideally more often, but you know, we'll get there. Number two, reflect on your accomplishments. Review your goals. Review your wins list. If you don't already have a wins list, start one. Literally, your personal and professional wins throughout the year, throughout the day, throughout the month, throughout the week, so on and so forth. Look at your performance reviews. Look at your feedback. Reflect on all of the awesome accomplishments that you have achieved this year. Number three, ask yourself what you could have done better or differently. And this isn't in like a negative way. This isn't to get you to be hard on yourself. This is really just, how can I improve going forward? Number four, write down some of the great memories that you created in 2023. Maybe it was a huge project at work. Maybe it was a really amazing vacation. Whatever it is for you, it could be a ton of things, but write down some awesome memories you made. Number five, write down what are you looking forward to in 2024? Same thing. As far as number four, it could be a cool project, it could be a vacation, it could be learning something new, it could be many things. Number six, what brought a smile to your face in 2023? I hope this list is very long. I really do. Number seven, what brought tears to your eyes in 2023? Again, this is not to make you feel bad. It's not to bring up past shit. It's really just a time to reflect. Number eight, what do you need to start doing? There's a lot of things that we do throughout the year, and there are a lot of things that maybe we need to start doing. Maybe it's a new habit. Maybe it's a new routine. Maybe it's changing something. Maybe it is starting to make healthier choices, whatever it is for you, starting to move more. And that kind of goes well into number nine. What do you need to stop doing? Maybe there are things you're doing that don't make sense, that waste time, that make you feel bad. Think about your typical day, your typical week, your typical month, and think about some of the things that don't help, that don't make you feel good, those kinds of things. Number 10, do you like the day-to-day work that you do? So if you think about your average day at work, start to finish, beginning to end, do you like what that looks like? If maybe your typical day isn't ever typical, think about the types of things you do at any given week or month. Do you like those types of things? The idea here is thinking about, yes, we may like our job, maybe the title, the pay, the overall arching projects we're working on, but the day-to-day sucks. Or maybe vice versa. You really love the day-to-day, but you're like, oh, my title's not that great. It's working on this thing I'm not super excited about, but day-to-day, I love it. It really could go either way. Just ask yourself, day-to-day, typical day, your average Tuesday, how do you feel? Number 11, what goals do you have for 2024? And why are those goals so important to you? If you don't have goals for 2024, make some and ask yourself, why are they important?
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Number 12. Why do you do what you do. Only you can answer that question. And there is no right or wrong to any of these questions. This is truly just a reflection. Number 13, are there any projects that you want to work on or get done this year? Maybe you have always wanted to work on a project with a particular team. Write that down. And then when the time is right, probably not during the holiday season like right now, ask one of the folks from that team what sort of things you can collaborate on, get their input, get their ideas, and kind of get that ball rolling. Number 14, ask yourself, going into 2024, what has to change? And this could be good and bad. Maybe there's something where your patience is over. Like you are at -4 on the patience scale and there's just like this one thing and you're like, oh my gosh, it has to change. Awesome. Make a plan. Write it down. Figure out what you're going to do to change it. Number 15, did anything happen this year that caused you to reevaluate? Sometimes we go through life and life-changing events happen and we reevaluate. Think about that time. Is there anything you need to pivot or change or adjust in that reevaluation that you did? For example, maybe you got laid off. I feel like there was a ton of layoffs end of 2022 into 2023. So maybe you were impacted by that and you're on the other side of it. And there are some things that you need to kind of adjust from that reevaluation. It could be something different, but just as an example. Number 16, are there any goals that you had for 2023 that you kind of lost sight of and want to focus on for 2024. So sometimes we make goals and we lose sight of them because they're not important or other things took priority or we just decided you don't give a shit, which is totally valid, by the way. So is there any goals you lost sight of and you want to focus on for 2024? If you lost sight of them and you don't care, cool, move on. Number 17, ask yourself, what is wasting your time? This could be a lot of things. This is going to depend on how you define your time being wasted. Maybe you watch 5 hours of TV a day and you enjoy those 5 hours and that's what keeps you sane. Maybe that's what keeps you out of jail. I don't know. That doesn't sound like a wasted time to me because you're enjoying yourself. However, if you have a bunch of goals that require a lot of your time and all of your time is going to TV, maybe we need to reevaluate. Number 18, do you have all the tools and resources that you need to accomplish your goals professionally and personally? Number 19, do you need to ask for help with anything? Personally, professionally, friends, family, coworkers, boss, whatever it might be. We are allowed to ask for help in all areas of our lives. Weird. I know. Surprise. Number 20, who can you share your goals with? This is a big one. I like to share my goals with at least one or two people. And I do goals all the time. Like I don't just do them at the end of the year, but I do a bigger reflection at the end of the year. And sharing your goals simply helps with accountability and then also helps with asking for help should you need it. And even if you don't ask, sharing your goals with your friends, family, coworkers, boss, whoever it might be, or a combination of those things, they may offer to help you with something and you may not even have to ask. Number 21, what will you do this year for you? For you. You. Not your family, not your job, not your boss. What are you going to do this year for you? I feel like oftentimes we are so focused on doing all of the things and all of the things on the list aren't always things we do for ourselves. So you need to do at least something for you this year, throughout the year. Not just like, oh, I'm going to go get a massage in January for 20 minutes. No. And number 22, does anything need to change in your relationships? Personally, professionally, friends, family, manager, leadership, coworkers? Is there anything that needs to change? Good or bad? Positive? You know, do more of this, stop doing this, whatever it might be. All right, quick to the point. I hope you paused in between all those and actually took time to reflect. So hopefully that was helpful, valuable. If you have a topic or a question you want me to cover, reach out, let me know. If I can, I will. As always, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here and listening. I really appreciate it. Check out the website, stephdennis.com. Good information, also podcast directory. You can support the show several ways, listening, sharing with a friend, monetarily, PayPal, Cash App, Venmo. Spotify also has a monthly donation subscription, and then of course leaving a rating and or review. I'm on the socials, StephDennis13, Instagram and TikTok, and then Instagram at Career Talk Podcast. We are written, produced, hosted, and edited by yours truly. You are so awesome. So wonderful. I hope you have a fabulous rest of your day. Bye-bye.